Businesses of all sizes choose Avalara to automate their sales tax compliance. Avalara's technology simplifies the process with real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing. Find out how Avalara can help your business at avalara.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, October 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tens of millions of Americans have lost their jobs during the pandemic, and for many of them, leaving their job was out of their control. But a growing number of companies are offering workers a buyout package, essentially a cash payment, to quit.
It's a really complicated decision, and I think each person obviously has to weigh it out. And, you know, there's a variety of factors that can play into it. You know, first of all, the job market. What is the job market like for somebody, not just in general, but for somebody with my skills and my background? How much do I like my job?
And buyouts can have a long-term impact on savings, insurance, and retirement plans. Our retirement reporter, Ann Turgeson, will go over the important questions you should ask if you're offered a severance package. That's after the break.
Avalara has been pioneering sales tax automation with cloud-based solutions since 2004. That's why businesses of all sizes turn to Avalara for real-time rate calculation, automatic return filing, and certificate management. Avalara automatically integrates with more than 700 ERP and e-commerce systems, likely what you use today. Find out how your business can save time and reduce risk at avalara.com/WSJ. That's AVALARA.com/WSJ. Avalara, tax compliance done right.
As companies look to reduce staff during the pandemic, more are offering workers buyouts to leave voluntarily. But while a cash payment to leave might sound attractive, it may not be the right thing for everyone. Our retirement reporter, Ann Turgeson, joins me now to discuss. Ann, thanks for being here.
Sure.
So these buyouts, or so-called early retirement packages, you know, they work well for people in high salary positions who are close to retiring, but a lot of times workers across several pay grades get offers.
Well, it just depends on what the company's offering. It's hard to know, you know, from company to company, there can be a lot of variation in terms of what they're offering and, you know, whether they're targeting. I mean, typically they will target a broader population than just, you know, people who have high salaries or they certainly would be unlikely to target people by age, but they might target people by seniority.
So let's say somebody's offered a buyout. Do they have to decide whether to take it right away?
It just depends on how the buyout's structured, but typically if it's offered to a group of people and it requires them to sign a release, waiving the right to sue under certain laws, there typically is like a 45-day window in which federal law gives employees to make a decision. And then they have a set 7 days after that. And if they go ahead and take the package, they have 7 days to reconsider after that. But it can, you know, it can vary because employers are free to offer more time.
But taking a buyout can change factors in many equations in someone's life, like their health insurance.
The thing is, like 45 days, it seems like a lot, but really sometimes these packages can be a complicated thing to figure out. So 45 days isn't necessarily a lot. The people who are in sort of the best position to understand the impact on their finances are people who probably already have a financial plan and work with a financial advisor on an ongoing basis, or maybe they have like a, you know, somebody who they can turn to just for, you know, one-time advice, because it's important to sort of plug new numbers into your financial plan, if you have one, and try to calculate what kind of impact this is going to have.
Okay, but there's also some other long-term math involved, like how a buyout affects someone's retirement planning and 401k earnings, you know, regardless of how old they are.
Right, exactly. Now, you had mentioned health insurance, which is something that definitely people need to investigate. So, you know, if your employer has 20 or more employees, then you are under a federal law called COBRA. You're entitled to remain on the plan. But it doesn't mean that your costs are going to be the same for that same health insurance as when you were an active employee, because under the COBRA law, employers are allowed to pass along more of the costs to former workers. Also, if you have like a spouse who, you know, has health insurance coverage, that's sometimes works out to be cheaper. But there are other people who, you know, if they can't go on COBRA, they have to figure out how to get this insurance. And if you are not eligible eligible for Medicare yet because you're not 65, but you're sort of in that, you know, 55 to 65 window, this can be very expensive to purchase, even under the Affordable Care Act. So these are the kind of questions that people need to investigate before they decide whether to take a package or not. You know, how much is the health insurance going to cost? How much of severance is going to be left over after I pay for that health insurance? And to your point about retirement plans, it is important to also figure out, you know, if I'm going to be taking a pay cut for my next job, if I might be unemployed for a while, am I going to be putting my 401k contributions on hold? And what kind of impact is that going to have on the amount of money I'm going to be able to save when I want to retire?
And there are a lot of factors with Social Security that are kind of tricky, but it's really important to keep track of.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. You know, for people who've had like a pretty long employment history, the way Social Security calculates these benefits is pretty complicated. But they, you know, they take like an average of your 35 highest earnings years. So say you're, you know, 58 years old and you were counting on the next 4 or 5 years being among your highest earnings years, then by if you were going to sort of retire early or maybe retire and take a part-time job where your earnings are going to go down a lot, that could have an impact on the formula. So it just depends on where you are in your career. It depends on how much of a pay cut you might have to take going forward. But that is something that you also can investigate by going on a calculator at the Social Security website and entering in your future earnings years with a variety of assumptions.
And for employees who have a pension, what kind of questions should they be asking if they're thinking about taking a buyout?
Right. So pensions can be complicated. It also depends on the terms of the buyout. Sometimes employers in buyouts will offer early retirement incentives that can actually enhance the pension benefit for people who choose to take the package. But, you know, I think it's important at the very least to try to find out from your employer, what is my pension benefit, assuming I walk out the door, you know, this year, versus what would be my pension benefit if I were to stay until I had originally planned to leave. And, you know, so you can just assess how much of a cut am I taking in that pension, if any at all.
Okay, now, you know, the amount offered to employees in a buyout package, that'll vary from company to company, but is the amount offered typically locked in or can it be negotiated?
The simple answer is that if the package has been offered to a group of employees, chances are you're not going to be able to negotiate it unless you have some kind of a legal claim, like maybe a discrimination claim or a sexual harassment claim that, you know, that is viewed by the employer as being something that, you know, that they'd rather settle. They might be willing to negotiate in that case a higher severance package or better terms. But generally, if, you know, if you're offered a buyout package as part of a group of employees, you're not going to be able to do much in terms of negotiation.
So there's a lot of homework here and a lot of things to consider. And for, you know, a lot of people, if they have the option, it might make sense to not leave the company.
Yeah, it really depends. It's a really complicated decision. And I think each person obviously has to weigh it out. And, you know, there's a variety of factors that can play into it. You know, first of all, the job market. What is the job market like for somebody, not just in general, but for somebody with my skills and my background? How much do I like my job? I mean, you know, for people who've had, you know, they don't maybe like the person who they're working for, or they feel like their recent performance reviews haven't been so good, they might feel more inclined to take it if they don't like the job, or they feel like they're sort of haven't gotten very positive feedback recently. So it just depends. And, you know, I think one concern in the type of economy that we have right now is that, you know, in some cases, these buyout packages can be, the companies offer them in order to get a certain percentage of employees off the payroll so they can hopefully not have to make future layoffs that maybe don't include some kind of severance package. So that's another thing that you have to consider is the overall health of the company.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure, you're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.